Hello, I'm Alyssa Long here at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at what's happening now in the news on this Friday, June 27th. It's all about unity today for the Democratic Party and for Democratic Senators Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. They're coming together at their first joint campaign rally in New Hampshire in a town called Unity. At a private fundraiser last night, Clinton introduced Obama to her top donors. These are some exclusive pictures from that fundraiser. Both Clinton and Obama appealed to their supporters to come together in another show of unity. Obama and his wife each donated $2,300 toward Clinton's campaign debt. In Zimbabwe, voters say choice has nothing to do with today's runoff election. Observers say government supporters are forcing people to vote despite the fact that Robert Mugabe's chief rival withdrew from the race. Analysts say the ruling party wants a large turnout to bolster the election's credibility. But so far, independent observers say turnout has been low. The opposition leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, says the results will not reflect the will of the people, but rather their fear. The U.S. is praising North Korea's decision to blow up part of a nuclear facility. This happened this morning. The cooling tower over a main nuclear reactor was brought down at the Yongbyon nuclear site. The State Department says it's an important step toward making sure North Korea has no nuclear capabilities. The reactor itself was shut down last year. A raging wildfire has forced hundreds of residents from their homes in Gilda, Arizona. Officials say a two-day fire has blackened more than 2,500 acres of land. And a major wildfire in California is threatening more than 500 homes in the Big Sur area. Thunderstorms expected today may help the firefighters. Crews from 41 states are there assisting. Families in Winfield, Missouri are heading for higher ground today. The Pin Oak Levee finally succumbed to the rising waters of the Mississippi. The levee was the last one standing in Lincoln County. It protected about 100 homes from the river. Today's breach will not only flood those homes, but thousands of acres of nearby farmland. And those are the headlines making news at this hour on this Friday. Do stay with CNN for more on these stories or other news of the day.